Did you watch any Godzilla?
I did. We did. So then we kind of talked about it. It was like, oh, there's some fun, action in it, but you have to get through a lot of boring shit.
So like Empire Strikes Back.
Hey, now Empire was good.
I don't know if you watch the same movie.
Yeah, I really don't. Like, that's like, at least picture it for what it was at the time, like 1980. It was like, this was groundbreaking.
All I remember literally from that movie was the fucking end when the guy with the mustache like pretended to betray him, Darth Vader.
Lando Calrissian?
Yeah.
The guy with the mustache.
I remember when he pretended to betray him, and then all I remember, literally the only thing I remember from that movie is the fight in the snow, like that everyone knows about, where they fucking take out the legs and that, or the big
Yeah.
thing.
On Hoth,
And
that's what it was called, the planet.
then I remember Darth Vader taking over, and they all escaped, like Luke and Han Solo and Leia, they all escaped. And the second thing I only remember is that fucking big fight that Darth Vader and Luke has, where Darth Vader says the fucking biggest plot twist in history.
Yeah, that is a great, like, such a great scene, like the lighting in that, like, when they're dueling, and then just Vader reveals, "I am your father."
Yeah, one of, it's known as the best scene in cinematic history.
It is up there. It is just like, because even I think most of the actors and crew didn't know about that line, so they were kept in the dark.
Really?
Yeah, so only Mark Hamill, the director, and Darth Vader's actor, Dave Proyas. Only they knew about it.
I remember at the end of The Last Jedi. No, isn't is it what's it called? Return of the Jedi?
Yeah, Return of the Jedi was the last of the 80s movies with Vader and
Yeah,
Luke.
but that was my favorite out of the 80s ones.
That was my favorite as well, back when I was a kid.
The fucking newest one, like the newest, not the newest ones, but the 2000s ones, I literally enjoyed all three of them.
Yeah, everyone now likes the prequels.
No, not really. The people don't like the fucking first one or the second one. They only like Revenge.
Yeah, I think most people agree that Revenge of the Sith is the best of the prequels. Attack of the Clones is a bit boring at times, but it has good stuff in it.
No, I liked it. I enjoyed it where little Anakin was racing and that.
In The Phantom Menace.
Oh, Phantom Menace, yeah. But Attack of the Clones, that was, it was good. I enjoyed it knowing like Anakin and Padme.
It's people are mixed about their feelings on it. Some people like it, some people don't.
That's the one where they have the fight in the helicopter, yeah, and then they go after that old guy, and then he chops off Anakin's arm, yeah.
Count Dooku.
Yeah, that's right, Dooku.
Yeah,
He's the
the late
one.
Christopher Lee, what a legend.
He chopped off Anakin's arm in that fight, yeah.
He did his right arm.
And that was the movie where what's his name? Han Solo goes after the fucking coughing cunt.
What?
Answer. He goes, "Hello there." That movie, yeah.
Obi-Wan?
Yeah, Obi-Wan. Oh, I said Han Solo. Fuck,
Yeah.
Obi-Wan, I mean.
Obi-Wan says hello there to General Grievous in Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, that's Revenge?
Yeah. We
Oh, yeah, I
got
think it was.
you got them mixed up. Or were you thinking of Jango Fett?
Right, it was. Right. No, it was months ago when I watched Star Wars. I finished it. I loved them. I finished it real quick.
Quicker than we have been with the X-Men movies.
I still gotta watch fucking Force Awakens.
But do you have to?
Yeah, I took a big break. I'm so sick, bro. I need a fucking water. Hold up. Jesus, I'm fucking tired as shit.
Indeed you are. Well, thank you for listening to our episode.